Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you may have heard, Governor Christie called a special session of the state legislature on Monday, urging lawmakers to pass a 10% income tax cut to help send the message that New Jersey is open for business. He'll probably double down on that message in light of this jobs report. But in the meantime, one large business had just announced that it was leaving New Jersey for areas with higher tax rates than the Garden State. The pharmaceutical company Roche is leaving Nutley for San Francisco, Switzerland, and Germany, and closing its New Jersey campus by the end of 2013, a big loss for a state that has been synonymous with the pharmaceutical industry. The Star-Ledger editorial board said the move is a lesson to Governor Christie that low taxes aren't everything. Joining me now is Tom Aran, editorial page editor at the Star-Ledger. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And for those who aren't familiar with Nutley or the pharmaceutical company Roche, tell us what's been happening for the past 3 years as the company scaled back its New Jersey center.
Well, you see it on Route 3. It's a gigantic campus. On the left-hand side, if you're leaving New York on Route 3, about 5 miles out from the tunnel, it's a gigantic campus, and it's like a ghost town now. It's reduced from several thousand employees down to about the last, I think, 1,000 now. So it's sort of a sad sight to see. And now they're over the next 2 years, they're going to squeeze those last 1,000 jobs out.
And I see in your paper that Roche moved top execs in sales and marketing to San Francisco 3 years ago. 1,500 jobs were cut then. Now they'll close the Nutley campus and shed nearly 1,000 more jobs by the end of next year as part of a plan to consolidate research, and then it'll sell that big Nutley property, hopefully, in their eyes, by the end of 2015. So your editorial on Monday said the Roche move shows that the governor's talk about jobs being about taxes is, quote, simplistic nonsense. What's the lesson in Roche as you see it?
Well, most pharmaceutical jobs that have left New Jersey, and there have been many thousands over the last decade or so, haven't gone to low-tax states. They've gone to states with good public research universities or private research universities. They've gone to Massachusetts and California, and you see more of this. So they're not fleeing the taxes. They're looking for good schools that they can form partnerships with.
So San Francisco for Roche, is that because of Silicon Valley?
I'm not sure on that end, Brian, but I know it's the partnerships with research universities.
All right. And this isn't just about a lesson in taxes. The Star-Ledger also reported that this announcement was, quote, another painful contraction of an industry that once dominated the state's economy. What are the other signs? Is pharmaceutical contracting in general, the pharmaceutical sector in New Jersey?
In New Jersey, pharmaceutical is a shadow of what it used to be. I mean, you still have a lot of headquarters here, but they've moved a lot of the research and manufacturing to other places. The Roche case is an extreme one, but it's not out of the trend. It's the same thing with telecommunications. We've lost a lot of these good jobs. There's a major effort now to try to beef up higher education in New Jersey for this very reason.
Any Roche workers or former Roche workers or anybody who works in the New Jersey pharmaceutical sector or anyone else want to call in on this? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Do you agree with Tom Aran from the Star-Ledger editorial board that Roche leaving for reasons other than taxes, going to places with higher taxes, shoots a huge hole in Governor Christie's taxing rationale? 212-433-9692. 2009, Wyeth left. Shearing Plow left. Aventis closed the Bridgewater campus recently. The industry is definitely shrinking.
Yeah, and if you look generally at states with the highest taxes, they're not the states with the highest unemployment. I mean, there's really very little relation. I think the jobs picture from the executives I talked to depend on a lot of factors: skilled labor force, good transportation, good quality of life. In the case of pharma and high-tech, research universities. But, you know, Massachusetts is a high-tech state. They've got 6% unemployment, one of the most healthy economies in the country. And on the other end, you have Mississippi and Georgia with low taxes, where they have very high unemployment, 8.7 and 8.9.
The Star-Ledger also reported that Roche is looking for a different East Coast location for its clinical research center, and that Massachusetts, which you just mentioned, is a possibility for them because it's become a hub for that kind of medical and pharmaceutical work. Didn't New Jersey used to be such a hub?
It was. We used to have Bell Labs here back in the day. when industry did more of its own research, but the trend in the industry has been to make partnerships with universities, and that's where we've really been getting killed, as well as high costs. We're not arguing that taxes don't matter. Taxes, rent, you know, everything in New Jersey is high cost. But look at Roche. They have 250 jobs they're going to create. They're looking, right, as you mentioned, in Massachusetts. They're also looking in New York. You know, they're not going to Mississippi.
In his address to the special session on Monday, and we'll talk about that more in a moment, the governor said that New Jersey's job growth is actually quite good. It was the sixth highest in the nation last year in terms of pure numbers of jobs, and that would be number 13 in terms of percentage increase of jobs, which is still pretty good. So are the numbers on balance in the governor's favor?
Well, we have, I would say he inherited a mess. You know, he had a very, very tough situation. The previous decade, Jersey had swollen its public sector and lost about 150,000 private sector, and that was unsustainable. So he has put the public sector on a diet, and that will help over the long run. In May, we had a very encouraging jobs report of 17,000 jobs created, which was the best month we'd had in about 10 years. But on the whole, you know, our unemployment rate is 9.2, and it seems to be stuck there.
Let's take a phone call. Ralph in Fairfield County in Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ralph.
Hello. How are you?
Okay.
I was just going to point out that in terms of your discussion, Roche is a Swiss company, and therefore if something was happening in this way by a U.S.-based company where a foreign operation is being downsized and some of those jobs, research jobs, are going back to the home country, Switzerland in this case, as well as other places, Switzerland is a low tax jurisdiction, so it's not a pure issue for a U.S. company.
Thank you very much. Tom, you get that?
Yeah, but Switzerland is higher tax than the United States, though. All of Europe is. On the international scale, we rank very low as far as our total taxation. So I don't think, I mean, if you look at, you know, look at this recession, the country in our hemisphere that's done the best is Canada. They have high taxes, much higher than us. If you look in Europe, Germany's weathered this very well, and they also have much higher taxes than us. And I'm not arguing here, and we're not arguing that taxes don't matter. We're just saying it's a more complicated question than that. And this go-to solution that we constantly hear of cut taxes and they will come, raise taxes and they will leave, is just not proving to be true.
Laura in Westwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Yeah, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for almost a decade. I left for personal reasons. And I wanted to go back into the workforce and found that the company I'd worked for and any of the number of the companies that you've mentioned that I've been offered jobs at various times have a shadow of themselves are gone. So I kind of was grieving when I read the Nutley story in the paper because I almost went to work there about 10 years ago. And I ended up retraining. I'm in a graduate program in speech pathology in a state school starting soon. And I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to end up staying in New Jersey once I'm out, but what that illustrates, what speech pathology illustrates, is really a very tight coordination between the requirements of the training, which is what they have in Switzerland and in various other European countries and Germany, the requirements of the training and what you come out licensed or certified to do, so that there is a pretty much of a, you get through the program, and there is a demand. There's a known demand for you when you get out on the other end.
Right. There's a conscious match between the skills that they train for and the skills that are needed. Although presumably, and Laura, thank you for your call. Presumably, Tom, the kind of academic economy we have in this country could be doing the same thing. You know, usually when government decides what it wants to train people for, the real market is ahead of it, and then a lot of people wind up trained for the last decade's jobs.
Well, I understand, you know, in New Jersey, we've reorganized Rutgers and beefed it up, and Christie says if there's one thing he does want to spend more money on, it's higher education. And they're, you know, they meet with executives at the major firms and are trying to coordinate the type of skills that are needed to come out with. But so far, he's frozen the budget for higher ed 3 years in a row. And this is the flip side of keeping taxes low. The laboratories at Rutgers University, according to the president of the university, are shabby and falling apart. You can't, you know, there's a trade-off here. So if we don't fund higher education, and the cuts began under John Corzine and have continued, Christie at least has stopped that and has flat-funded it, have harmed our economy and harmed our ability to grab those these high-tech jobs, are claimed to have the best-trained workforces in danger if we don't turn that around.
Here's an ex-Roche employee, Sam in Westchester. Hi, Sam. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Brian, this is Sam. I was working at Nutley campus in New Jersey, and I wanted to just comment, you know, pharmaceutical jobs were doing excellent. You know, I actually worked also at Bristol-Myers Squibb and Johnson & Johnson, but just wanted to comment, a lot of those jobs have left New Jersey and also telecom, so I agree with the comment.
And what do you think it's about, Sam? Why do you think they're going?
Well, you know, I think the Roche, I saw they bought Genentech, and that was in San Francisco. I think that was one of the factors. And also, I think, sadly, outsourcing is a factor.
Outsourcing to other countries?
Yeah, like for telecom, I know a lot of IT jobs went to India and so on.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your call. On our website, Moshe in Brooklyn writes, please, they are not moving to high-tax states. All these large companies shop around states and are given special deals to stay or come. They never pay the prevailing tax rate. It's all part of the game. So you think that's true, Tom, that maybe we don't really know what kind of tax rate Roach is going to pay in California as compared to New Jersey because
there's more and more of that going on, including in New Jersey. We've been sharply escalating that to try to lure companies from New York, for example.
Or even keep companies from leaving. And that's always a tricky line for a governor or a mayor or anyone to walk, is to figure out which of the companies really would actually go and which are just trying to fleece the taxpayers by threatening to.
Exactly. That's exactly the game, they tell me. New Jersey's been ramping this up hugely. We have a program, if you build something near an urban transit hub, you basically get your entire investment back in tax cuts over long term. The Rebel Casino that just went up, we spent, I think it's something like $250 million. It's gigantic, staggering. And the way they do these is they say, okay, we're not going to give you cash, but we will forgive you an amount of tax payments. So if you don't generate the jobs and the economic activity, you're not going to get that break.
And they couldn't make money at a casino without the $250 million from the taxpayers?
And they wouldn't have gone to New Jersey. They would have gone to Pennsylvania or somewhere else where they can get a better deal. I mean, this escalation, I think, is dangerous to all the states because you're in a position now where you kind of have to play the game for these major investors. But if the states all got together and said no more of this, we'd be a lot better off, I think.
Right. Well, I'd always like to see something that I guess is just too unrealistic to actually happen, and that is a truce between all the states and localities to say we're not going to let companies off the hook from paying their fair share of taxes in order to compete for them. So we're not going to compete with each other on that basis. We'll compete with each other on other bases, but I guess that'll never happen.
Well, here's a good example, Brian. You see all those giant skyscrapers in Jersey City right across from New York?
Yeah.
None of them contribute money to the school system. So Jersey City public schools are in a mess, and the state taxpayer has to come in and support them. So, middle-class folks from the suburbs are supporting Jersey City schools because Goldman Sachs is it.
I just want to take one more caller familiar with Switzerland. We frame Switzerland as a higher-tax location as Roche moves some of its New Jersey work there. But Marcus in Summit lives there and also has a different view. Marcus, we're almost out of time for the segment, but hi.
Yes, I lived in Switzerland for about 2 years, and the taxes, income taxes, are much lower than in the U.S. I know this for a fact, but the cost of living in Geneva and Zurich areas is higher, mm-hmm. but in other cantons, it's lower.
Thank you for your call. Do you think then that is relevant or irrelevant to Roach's decision to move some New Jersey jobs there?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, and Roach's decision as far as that goes, I don't know. On the whole, I would say you can't just look at the income tax. You have to look at all taxes combined. And Switzerland has a combined higher burden than us. The businesses also pay mm-hmm. property taxes and sales taxes. In New Jersey, for example, the average property tax is $7,800, 7.5% of the average income. The income tax is 2% of the average income. So our real problem, if you ask anybody who lives in New Jersey, is not the income tax, it's the property tax.
And that, I guess, gets us back to the special session on Monday, and where the governor and the Democratic legislature do not agree. The governor called the special session to urge that lawmakers pass a 10% income tax cut. They're refusing to vote on it in the legislature. They want a conditional property tax cut, conditional on whether the state has enough revenue to afford it and still be revenue neutral. Where does this stand? It's already July 6th. The fiscal year is beginning.
Yeah, we won't. It won't come back until December, when the Democrats will look at the revenue figures and then we'll make a new plan. But the governor has already basically surrendered on the income tax. He agreed with Senate President Steve Sweeney to embrace his proposal, which focuses on the property tax. He needs something, I think most people think, before the Republican convention. He's made a big push to get some sort of tax cut. So he's pitching himself as a guy who can make bipartisan deals, and if he can even get a tax cut out of a Democratic legislature, that would be a major coup for him. Democrats, when you talk to
them, Vice President Christie?
Yeah, or who knows, you know, at least a Republican convention keynote speaker and set up for 2016, Governor Christie.
Uh-huh. And we leave it there with Tom Moran, the editorial page editor for the Star Ledger. Thanks a lot. This was great.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we'll play clips from a documentary, Remembering the History of ACT UP in New York City.